I'll only remember the good you did for me. It is so impossible to be a dayan. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding up Chesam Ralf. So last Maisa was that the innkeeper of Rav came to visit him and he said, I want you to pass in the din for me. So Rav answered back and said, Pasul l'chol adino. No, I'm apostle, I'm not fit to be a dying for you. Rashi says, because I'm afraid I'll remember all the good that you did for me, and I'll be in a gay of a dover, so I can't be a dying for you. Omale Rav Rav Kano, so Rav said to Rav Kano, took a dining. So Rav told, listen, Rav Kano, he was sitting next to him, he told, listen, you be the dying for my innkeeper, you pass in the shayla. Chaziyo the heavy kogoyim bay. So Rav Kano saw the way the innkeeper, the man, was goyim bay. Or else goyim bay. So Rashi says it means barav. In other words, this innkeeper still felt very high about himself that he was close to Rav. He was still talking like a big shot. So Rav Kana didn't like this. So Amalek, so Rav Kana said to the innkeeper of Rav, if you listen to me, what I'm going to tell you, if you listen to the din, very good. But if you're not going to listen to what I have to tell you, like you're still going to think you're so great, like you have Rav on your side, if so, ma'afikna l'chor Rav miyunecha, I'll take Rav out of your ears. What does that mean, Rashi says? O'idiyacho shein Rav yocho l'sayecha. Why? D'mishamtina l'chor, I'll put you into need, I'll put a band upon you. As if you're not going to change and leave over this gevoyah that you think you're so good, close to Rav, if you won't change, I'll have to put you into shamtu into nidui. But if you change and start to listen to me, then I'll pass in for you. Now the pasuk says, Ke kotin ke godol tishmun. Whether you're big or whether you're small, you should listen. Whether it's a big shayla or a small shayla. Omer Resh Lakish, Shi hechove volecho din shapruto ke din shomeyamona. Means that the dayin, as far as he's concerned, he should love to pass in the shayla, whether it's worth a pruto or whether it's a case of $100, it shouldn't make a difference to him. So Mura says, what do you have to teach me here? What's the chiddush over here? Elam, if you want to tell me, Le Yunabei or Mistakai, that the dying still has to think into the case and make sure he knows how to paskin, Mashi says, La Mitoi, to the Yemis of it. Pshita. Like, what's the difference if the Loiva owes $1 or whether he owes $100? The dying has to look into the case to make sure he's being Mechai of the right one. He has to make a Din Emes here. Din La Mitoi. Elet means Le Akdume. The question is, which one comes first? Rashi says, "Imbola fonecho din shapruta." If there's a small case where the Reuben owes Shimon a penny and a pruta, a 10 cent, a quarter, v'chazo bo dinacha shemona, and then right away comes another shaila about $100 or $1,000. So you may think to say, "Listen, I'll take care of this case first of $1,000, and then we'll go back to the simple case of a pruta." Kamash mula know that the small case of a pruta, since that came first, you have to pass in that case first, and then you go to the second one. Plus, we had before, Lo Sugur Mufnayish, you should not be afraid of anybody. We had before, Samar Abchonen, Al Tachnis Devarech Mufnayish. Means you should not be afraid to say your Eidus. Do not hold it back because of a person. A person may be too strong against you. Don't be afraid of anybody. Do not hold back your Eidus, but rather say out your Eidus. The other Pesach says, Ki Ha Mishpat L'Elohim Hu. The Mishpat is to Hashem. So, Omer Rab Chama, what does the pasuk mean? Omer Rab Chama, Rabbi Chanina. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that loydayin l'rishoyim. It's not only bad that the rishoyim, the wicked judges, shenot l'mizeh momen, v'noistel mozeh shleikedin, that they pass in the wrong way to take away the money from one person and give it to the other person, shlei apidin. Elo, you know what else comes out of this? Shematrichin oisi lahachzeh momen abolov. You cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go and return that money. Yeah, Mishpat Elohim means even if the Dayonim make a wrong sack, don't worry, Hashem will take care about it. I mean, not to say don't worry, but your Matriach Hashem, that Hashem will take care about it, and he'll make sure the money gets back to the real owner. So the Rishoyim, the Paskin wrong, are doing two things wrong. First of all, the Paskin wrong, and secondly, the Matriach Hashem, to make him give back the money. Rashi says, Kilu ato dan o moitzi momen miyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like you're taking the money away from Hashem. Because when you pass in wrong, it's up to Hashem to return the money back to the owner. So you're doing two things wrong. Pasuk says, V'yadovra sheyikshe mikem. Anything that's too hard for you, come to me. That's what Moshe said. So the chura, the first part is like a little like a guy for here, like speaking great about himself. Some Rabbi Chanina, V'ten Rabbi Yashia, our dove is there because of these words that Moshe said. Rashi says, "Shenot al shiro liyatzmai," that he took the leadership to himself. Nemesh Moshe, Moshe got paid back, got a punishment for this. That what Shenem the pasuk says, "Vayikrav Moshe es mishpatam l'fnei Hashem," that Moshe brought the mishpat in front of Hashem, and Moshe did not answer it back. This was the parsha of Nachleis. Rashi says, "Nemesh Moshe shloi zocha." That the parashas Nachos were not said to Moshe, at Shabu Ma'aslofon of Loyed Maloshim, Moshe did not know what to answer back, and therefore was written by Ibnai Slavchad. Why didn't Moshe know these halachis? Because since he said these words of Hadavra Sheik Shemikem, it was like a Loshim Gaiva. He forgot Hilchos Nachos. And this Gemara says no, Maskeblor of Nachum by Yitzchok, Miksev Yashmiachem. Does it says like that Moshe said, bring anything hard to me, and I'll teach you, as if to say he was a guy with a sword that I could tell you everything? No. Ushmatib. It just says that bring all your things to me, and I'll listen to you. That's what the prophet says. Moshe meant to say, Iga mirna gimirna. If I know the answer, I'll tell it to you, I'll teach it to you. V'loin, if I do not know the answer, azlino gimirna, I'll go and learn it. So Moshe did not speak a lotion of gaiva here. He was just saying, tell it to me, the problem. And if I can answer you, yes, if not, not. So there's no gaiva upon Moshe's part here. Elul Gemara says like this, the reason why by the parasha of Nachlois, Moshe was not zeicher to be written by him, Elul Kedetanya, we learn like this, Ruya parashas Nachlois, Shatikosav Adei Moshe Rabbeinu. Really, all the halachas of Nachlo, by Bnei Slavchod, was supposed to be said through Moshe Rabbeinu. Elul Shezochu Bnei Slavchod, but Bnei Slavchod, since they acted right, they were like they had schusim. So v'nichta v'yadon, that the parasha of Nachla was written up pivem up v'nei slochot, and also similar like this was that ru yehoisa parashas mekoshesh shetikasa v'dei Moshe Rabbeinu. The parasha of the person of mekoshesh that gathered wood together on Shabbos, that he was a mechalal Shabbos, that the locker is that he's chayiv misa. So that parasha should have been written v'dei Moshe. Elo. But when it came to Moshe Rabbeinu, it says he did not know what the Misa was, and he had to ask Hashem, Hashem, like, said it over, because of the Mekoshesh. Eloshen is Chayiv Mekoshesh. So the Mekoshesh, he was Mechayiv. That he himself did the Aveira, be Mechal and Shabbos. And the Klal is, V'nichtav Ayodah, it was written by him. And this is the Klal that Lelamdecho, Shemegalgalin Choyva Aydei Chayiv, someone who did something wrong, he'll be punished back for it, he'll be Chayiv for it. And uschus aydei zakai, we give over uschus aydei zakai. So bnei slavcha, they were like had schusim. They were zeicher that the parasha should be written by them. Now the pasuk says, "Ksiv it says v'yatzav eshoif techo v'esehi." You should command your shoftim at that time. Ksiv another pasuk says v'yatzav eschem v'esehi. I will command them. Shall who's it going on? Rashi says, "Ksiv v'yatzav eshoftechem, mashmesh es chachmehim, hizir lahadrich tzibur b'mishpat v'achukim akorchem." That you're supposed to be mazir, the chachom should be mazir the tzibur. So, "Ksiv v'yatzav eshoftechem, the tzibur atzmon hizir, mahutzach laziram." Mashmesh two ways: that you have to warn the tzibur themselves, and you have to warn the chachomim to warn the tzibur. So, why is it said twice? Omer Reb Loz, Omer Reb Shamloi, Azorah leTzibur shetei emes dayin aleim. That's one Azorah, yes. The Tzibur has to be afraid of the dayin. They have to know that there's a dayin, they have to listen to the dayin. There's such a thing as Mishpat. And also, the Azorah leDayin sheyispul es haTzibur, that the dayin also has to have savlonis, has to take it easy, has to have patience with the Tzibur, to paskin right, to take it like Mesunim Madin, take it easy and paskin the right way. So there's an Azorah for both ways, that the Tzibur should be mekabel upon them what the Dayan says, and there's also an Azorah that the Dayan himself has to take it easy to have Sablonis to mekabel to the Paskin the way the Tzibur needs him. Ad kam, how much is this? Omer Rab Chonevi Teimer Rebbe Shapsoi, Kasha Yisa Umein Esayenik, Same way a person that's nursing takes care of the kid. That's the way a dayan, a manig, has to take care of the tzibur. He has to take care of all the needs and have patience. Just like whoever's nursing the kid takes care of the kid. Ksiv it says, Ki ata tov, it says by Yeshua, Ki ata tovoi, that you will come in. Rashi says, Ki ata tovoi, Ki ata tovoi yesom, it says, Rashi says, Mashma gam ata kiecha mihem, that you, Yeshua, will come into Israel with the rest of Klai Israel. So first of all, it says, Ki ata tovoi, you will come with them, Mashma, you'll be just like anybody else in the Tzibur. Ksiv, another part it says, Ki ata tovoi, that you will bring Klai Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Mashma, you'll be the Shroah, Rashi says. Shroah Neig Aleihem. You'll have the rulership. So it's a Sira. Amar Reb Yechanan Amar Leih Moshe LeYeshua. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yeshua, Ato V'yas Kenim Shebedor Imohim. That you and this Kenim with the door. Rashi says, Moshe Amar Leih is a Kenim Shebedor Imohim. Al Piyah Maaseh Maisa. And Moshe said, listen to the Kenim, listen to the other people of the door. For let Tishur Aleim and don't rule over them. Zukro the Chiata Tovay Moshe Omru. Moshe said this. And that the next pasuk says Chiata Tovi Ksiv Alarat Hashenishba to Avasecha. That's Hakadosh Baruch Hu speaking. But Omru Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua, Toil Makin. No, you take the stick, take the rulership stick. Va'achal Kadkodim, hit them over the head. No, it's Dovrachar. Dover echod lodor v'yein shnei devorin lodor. Rashi says dover echod means manig echod. There has to be such a thing as one rulership. There has to be one ruler. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said that you, Yeshua, you're the manig. You have to rule over them. Not that you end the Zikanim, but you're Barosh, you're on top of them. Tanim will learn like this. Zimun b'shloisha. When you summon somebody to court, you have to be summoned by three people, by the dayanim. Moshe says, my zimun, what do you mean here by being summoned? What is the zimun? Elaine, if you want to tell me, bircha zimun, it means we know there's such a thing as zimun also, when you bench, three people bench together, it's called bircha zimun. And when you have three people that ate together and they're finished and they're benching now, they have to bench for zimun. So maybe that's what it means, zimun b'shloisha. But the Maranova, Tanya, we learned, zimun, or bircha zimun b'shloisha. It's two separate cases. There's one case, zimun needs three, and then there's a second case that the birchas zimun needs three. So what's this case that zimun needs three? Tichitayim, maybe you tell me, Purusha kamaforish, maybe the Bryce is explaining itself. My zimun, you know what zimun means? Birchas zimun. But Vaita, it's only talking about that when you bench, you need three people together to have a birchas zimun. Smart says no, for a time you will learn. Zimun bishloisha, and birchas zimun bishloisha. It says the word shloisha two times, mashmas two separate cases. That is a zimun b'shloisha, and there's a birchas zimun b'shloisha. The Torah says, Ela mai zimun, what does it mean, zimun is three, as mun eladin. When you go to summon somebody to bring it to din, you have to have the power that three dayanim told you to summon him. Rashi says, as mun eladino, bezdin shasholchen shluchim, lebal din. If a bezdin sends a messenger to call you to court, shetzoyken olav lovoi, v'lodin lefneim, the shliach has to go and say, I'm summoning you to come to court because three dayanim want you to come. That's called zimun b'shloisha.
One person can't summon you, right?
Right. One person could summon you, but he has to have the permission from three people. Because the dayanim sent a person, a messenger, to go get so-and-so to come to din. Who sent the messenger? It has to be three dayanim sent him. But says, ki ho di yom rav, like Rava said, hani beit losa dayna. We have three dayonim. The yasva, they were sitting together. We also shlicha the vedina. Now the messenger of Bezdin went out to summon somebody. The yomer and the messenger said like this. Me pume dechad. One dayon said I should summon you to court. La yomakulum, that means nothing. Since you're only saying it over the name of one dayon, that means nothing. Ad yomer mishmei dekulu. All that told the shliach says over that the three dayonim told me summons you to come to court. Now, Hani Milu, when was this said? V'loy Yom Adedina. Not, let's say, like on Monday and Thursday, the days of the Dayanim. Then it's like a Shliach, then it has to be said over in front of from three people. Rashi says, Yom Adedina means Sheini B'chamisha, the kind of says Ezra B'Babakama. Ava B'Yom Adedina left Lombo. But is it the day of the Din, then Mashem, even though the even though you're saying over the name of one, then you could do it. About the
and like Rabbi Nachman explains that since it's a dov yiduhu the biyom adinhu tlosa yasvi. Everybody knows that one Monday and Thursday there are three people sitting there for din. So it's as if you're saying three people are calling you. And then the Mrs. says tashlume kefil.
Sholach le Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda le Rav Nachman bar Yaakov that yilamdenu Rabbeinu you taught us. Dine Knossos Tekama. How many Dayonim do you need by Dine Knossos? So Dine Knossos Rashi says, Zeshe Meshalim Yesem Dinoi. Knossos always we know when you pay back more than you're supposed to. By Kefal, you're paying back double the amount. So Tekama, how many Dayonim do you need? So he asks back, Maikami Boyle, what's your question? Ho Anan Tanan, it says clearly in our Mishnah. Vishleisha says clearly that Tashlume Kefal, if it's a question when you found the Ganif and he has to pay back double now, that you need three Dayonim. So it says clearly here that you need three dayanim. So what's your question? Elo, my question is like this. Yochid mumcha kimi boile. What's the halacha? Could a yochid mumcha paskin the dina knossos? By dina mamnis also we had that you need three dayanim. However, if you have one dayan mumcha, he could paskin dina mamnis. What's the halacha by dina knossos? Is one dayan mumcha enough? Elo, yochid mumcha kimi boile. Dayan dina knossos. Could he paskin the shalom dina knossos? I lie, maybe not. Omalei said, I'll bring you proof also. I'll bring you proof of this also. Tenisu, we learned in our Mishnah. Tashlume kefel, v'tashlume abov v'chamisha v'shloisha. And you need three dayanim for these two cases of kenas. Now, my shloisha, what does the Mishnah mean to say you need three dayanim? What type of dayanim are we talking about over here? Elaim, if you want to tell me shloisha had yetis, it means just three regular dayanim, that's kosher badinim on this. Mer says no. Ha'omar avua the yavuch, your father said, your grandfather said, Mishmei the Rav, afilu asara, even if you have 10 dayonim, but vehein had yoytis, they're only normal people, they don't have smicha, they're not mumchen, it's tzulul adin knossos, they're possible adin knossos. In other words, din knossos has to have three dayonim, which are mumchen. Elo mumchen. The Mishnah means, knossos needs three, means three mumchen. If so, Komashleisha, Mishnah says clearly you need three. So here it's clearly that if you only have one dayan, even though he's a mumcha l'rabim, he can't pass the dina knossos. Dina knossos needs three dayanim of mumchen. Only for dina mumnis we had before, that one dayan mumchen is enough. But for dina knossos, you have to have three dayanim mumchen. He got smicha, mumchen, smicha. Smicha from Eretz Yisrael. Right. Chom Moimrim Moitzi Shemra B'yetzim Ashloisha. So Machlokes the Mishnah when the husband is Moitzi Shemra upon his wife, and then we find out that Pashut the husband is wrong, that he was a Moitzi Shi, he said his wife had this with somebody else. And then we came out the husband was lying, so the husband has to pay it back 100 shkolim. So Chutz Adinim Amnis. So first man the Yomis said it's enough to have the Psak by three Dayanim. The Chum say no, Moitzi Shemra V'yesem Ishloisha. It has to be done in the Bezna of 23. And what's the Machloikos? The Chum say, because it's possible, because sometimes you have a Misa involved, that if it's true what the husband says, that his wife has Nus with somebody else, then we'll kill her. So therefore, since sometimes the Shalav Dinim Misa, therefore you always need 23. For the Gemara of Chiyesh, but Dinim Nefosh is Mahevei. Like, what do I care? True, if the husband is found to be right, then you need 23 to kill the wife. But here we're talking about a case where we found the husband to be a liar, that he was tam moitzi shemra upon his wife. So in such a case, he just has to pay 100 shkolim. So there's no nis involved. So why should the chum say you have to have 23 dayanim? Why isn't enough 3 dayanim? Omarula says like this. Omarula, the machloekis says, I'll tell you, b'choshin laz kemiflagi. Are we afraid of laz or not? But people talk about it. That Rabbi Meir Sover ain't choshin lalaz. We're not afraid what people are talking about. And therefore it's enough to pass on the shalom with three dayanim. For Abon and Savri, no, choshin lalaz. We're afraid what people will talk about. Therefore you need 23 dayanim. So Rashi explains. Rabbi Meir Sover ain't choshin lalaz. Ain't choshin shem because yavo the bezdin. For yot sahakul yishmu edim. For yavo yavidu shazim satachtov. Like, why are we afraid? True. Right now we're coming to Bezdin, and it's a shalom. The husband so far was caught to be a liar. So we want to be mechayev the husband money. So the Chumash goes to, so the Meir says, you can go to a court of three. The Chumash say, no, we're afraid though, once you go to Beis Din, so maybe people start talking about it, and maybe Taka two Eidim will come to Beis Din and say, yes, we know what the husband is talking about, that we know the wife was Zinsa Tachtov, and then she'll be Chayiv Misa. So the Meir says, I'm not afraid about this. Right now, we're passing the child, the husband is caught to be a liar, therefore it's a question of him paying money, it's enough three. But Chum say no, Cheshin Lalaz. We're afraid once you start the Paskin, even the Bezna three, maybe the word will get out, and maybe Edom will come and say, yes, we know the way this wife was Mizana with somebody else. And then they'll come to kill her. And so, you always have to have 23, a Bezna 23. Because it could come, Lidei Nisa. That's what it means. Even though you're Paskin now the Shail of Mammon, but from money it could change over into a case of Misa. That's the Machlekes. Rabbi Meir Savri ain't chosh in the laws. We're not afraid of laws. Rabban and Savri chosh in the laws. We're afraid, yes, that maybe the word will get out and Edom will come in to say we know the way she was Mizana. That's what Ula answers. Rabba says no. Kula Yal, everybody agrees the laws lechashinin. No, we're not afraid of laws. Right now, we caught the husband to be a liar. It's a shayla. He has to pay you 100 shkolim. So we're taking him to Beis Din. It's enough to go to Beis Din of three, really. So what's the machlekes? Why does the Chum say you need 23? But the shayla for the COVID, for the beginning of the Yedis, of the Dayonis. What happened here? In a case like this. You know what we're talking about over here? Kagoyin the Ichnev Bey Eschim Atlosa. Lenedim Din in the Foshas. Like first the husband summoned or went to a Beis Din of 23 because he was saying that his wife had loose with somebody else. He thought for sure he was going to have her killed. So he went to a Beis Din of 23 and they found out that he's lying. So, or he couldn't prove it. The husband was not able to bring Eidus. For Ivdut. And if so, they dispersed. The Eidus dispersed or the Yom dispersed. For Yom Elohu. And the husband says back, you should know now, listen. Adainuli miyo. Dina Mamnis, I want you at least to paskin for me, Dina Mamnis, that Mamnis is with three. Rashi is like this, I don't have any Eidus what I'm saying. But Donali Mios Bishloisha Dina Mamnis, that means Laskida Ksubasa, Ayadayatsmoy, I want her to lose her Ksuba now. Why? Because the husband says she was Mazana. The kind of learned the Gemara in Ksubis, Chachomim Tipnu Lem Nais Yisrael Lipsula Masayim, that's the Tikkun the Rabbanin, that Absula gets $200. Uli Almona Mona, Fehem Heminu, and the Rabbanan believes the husband, Lihav Sidra Piv, that he has a right to lose her ksuba. Why? Why do we trust the husband? Like here, the husband says, I know for sure she was Mazana. See, although we can't prove it, he doesn't have Eidus, we can't prove it the other way that he's lying either. We don't know. See, even though we do not know, so we can't kill her. But our co-part of me says, listen, I want you to believe me at least this much. I'm saying I know she was Mazana, that she should lose her ksuba. If it ever comes a case that I have to give her a get, she should not get a ksuba. And the chum believe the husband. Why? Gemara ksuba says, because it's a chazoka ein odim terech besudim masida, umasida. Rashi says, it's chazoka. A person will not work and make a big chasna and then go and ruin it. So in other words, if the husband says she doesn't deserve a ksuba, it must be some truth to it. So we believe the chachamim. We believe the husband. Therefore, now he's saying, even though I can't prove that she should be killed, but I want to release the paskin, she loses the ksuba. So that's enough just three dayanim. So what's the machlekes? Rashi says, sava b'shloisha doyin. B'shloisha, it's enough to have just three. We don't have to be afraid about the covid. That first he started off with 23, and then 20 of them went away, and only three left over. It's not so bad. V'donan afilu b'shloisha. For Rabbanan Svar is no savri. Choshishin l'chvoid ha-rishonim obay kulu. That since you started off this din Torah with 23, even though it ended up now that they couldn't help you out, and you only need three, but since you started out with 23, they hold this covered for the rishonim, you have to continue to do the psak still with 23. That's the machlekes over here, if you need a bezel of 23 or not. But only in such a case, that's what Rabbi says. Otherwise, if it's only a shayla we're bringing the husband, in the case where he was found to be lying, then about that's enough, to everybody would agree, three is enough. Tashma Machlokes Ula and Rava, would everybody agree three is enough? Where says Meitzvi Avakasha? The Chomer said, Na Mishnah Tivoyi Momin B'Shloisha.